Chapter 24. Balaam, however, perceiving that the Lord was pleased to bless Israel, did not go aside as before to seek omens, but turned his gaze toward the desert. When he raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped, tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says, and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel! They are like gardens beside a stream, like the cedars planted by the Lord. His wells shall yield free-flowing waters, he shall have the sea within reach. His king shall rise higher than, and his royalty shall be exalted. It is God who brought him out of Egypt, a wild bull of towering might. He shall devour the nations like grass, their bones he shall strip bare. He lies crouching like a lion, or like a lioness. Who shall arouse him? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. Balak beat his palms together in a blaze of anger at Balaam, and said to him, It was to curse my foes that I summoned you here. Yet three times now you have even blessed them instead. Be off at once, then, to your home. I promise to reward you richly, but the Lord has withheld the reward from you. Balaam replied to Balak, Did I not warn the very messengers whom you sent to me? Even if Balak gave me his house full of silver and gold, I could not of my own accord do anything, good or evil, contrary to the command of the Lord. Whatever the Lord says, I must repeat. The fourth oracle. But now that I am about to go to my own people, let me first warn you what this people will do to your people in the days to come. Then Balaam gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says, and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel, that shall smite the brows of Moab, and the skulls of all the Shuhites, till Edom is dispossessed, and no fugitive is left in Seir. Israel shall do valiantly, and Jacob shall overcome his foes. Upon seeing Amalek, Balaam gave voice to his oracle. First of the peoples was Amalek, but his end is to perish forever. Upon seeing the Kenites, he gave voice to his oracle, Your abode is enduring, O smith, and your nest is set on a cliff. Yet destined for burning, even as I watch, are your inhabitants. Upon seeing, he gave voice to his oracle, Alas, who shall survive of Ishmael to deliver his people from the hands of the Kittim? When they have conquered Ashur and conquered Eber, he too shall perish forever. Then Balaam set out on his journey home, and Balak also went his way.